harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
All right, let's see. Take a sip of Diet Coke. Hang on a second. Ah, yeah. Need that caffeine. And I need that carbonation on my throat, too. Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy first live program after Thanksgiving. Actually, first program at all after Thanksgiving. It's nice to be back in the saddle, although the saddle's pretty damn uncomfortable. Here are the rules of engagement. No, you know, screw the rules of engagement. I want to get straight to a story that, not a story, but I want to get to a personal note before we get started on the other stuff. I'm on the old Twitter feed. I'm on the X feed. I'm on Twitter. This occurred, I think, yesterday. Let me scroll through and see if I can find the original tweet. But I was kind of taken aback by this. Let me see. Let me just scroll down. See if I can find this. Hang on. You're not going anywhere anyway. You tuned in for me to try to figure out where I am. Well, this isn't the original one. I mean, it's the original one, but I want to find the original person. But someone tweeted, "What say you all?" And then let's see, who's included on this list? Now, first of all, I'm kind of proud to be included on this list. Let's see, my friend Jesse Kelly's on there. Then you got Glenn Beck. No love lost between me and Glenn Beck. But happy to be on the Blaze Network, don't get me wrong. Mark Levin Show, Jeff Angelo Radio, Doug Wagner, Michael Knowles, then yours truly at Michael Brown USA. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you should be anyway right now. Do that right now at Michael Brown USA. Then you got Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, Sarah Gonzalez, Texas, must be a talk show host down in Texas, and somebody watched Chad. Don't know who that is. Didn't look it up. Not trying to be rude. It's Chad Prather. I know Chad Prather. That's who it is. And then there's attached to that list of people. By the way, once again, I want to point out I'm very happy to be in the same category as Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, Jesse Kelly, and Chad Prather. But then they attach a screenshot of a story from Mediaite. Mediaite is a somewhat left-of-center website. I read it a lot because they actually have some pretty good stuff in there. But Trump advisor Roger Stone, I'll tell you about Roger Stone in just a minute, calls Casey DeSantis the C-word for mentioning her children on the campaign trail. Now, I found this somewhat not surprising because it's Roger Stone. But I found it, even for Roger Stone, a little disconcerting. Like, really? Come on, Roger. I've known Roger Stone for 25, 30 years. We're not close. Don't get me wrong. We're not close. We just know each other. And we know each other because we've been involved in politics for most of our lives. Roger Stone originally got his start back with Richard Nixon. In fact, Roger Stone is famous for having a gigantic tattoo on his back of Richard Nixon. And he and Richard Nixon go back, and he was a political operative, he was a political advisor for Richard Nixon. And he was known for, Roger Stone was, well, so was Richard Nixon. They were known for their dirty tricks. And Roger Stone has weaved in and out of politics his entire life. He lived down in Florida, and he attached his somewhat waning star back in 2014 or 15. He attached his somewhat waning star to then ascending Donald Trump and became a Trump advisor, and to this day remains a Trump advisor. I don't know personally how close Donald Trump and Roger Stone are. Call somebody that cares, because I don't. But anyone who uses the C word, now if you don't know what the C word is, it's a incredibly pejorative, derogatory name for a woman. And sometimes people will, since they can't say the word on radio, and I would never use, it's a word I don't use. See you next Tuesday. Come on, think about, I'm going to see you next Tuesday. Except the C word actually starts with a C, not an S. So I kind of thought, nah, he didn't do that. So I went over to Roger Stone's Twitter account, and sure enough, there it is. In response to a tweet about Casey DeSantis, the wife of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, at a campaign stop referring to her children, Roger Stone, in a reply to that tweet denigrating Casey DeSantis for mentioning her children, said, see you next Tuesday. In other words, he used the C word. He called her the C word in a tweet in response to this story. Here's how the story goes over on Mediaite. Roger Stone, a longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump, backing him in his quest to reclaim the White House in 2024, called the wife of Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis a C on X Wednesday night. Stone was responding to a post from failed GOP congressional candidate Mike Crispy objecting to Casey DeSantis' invocation of her children on the campaign trail. And then this, I don't know who this loser is, Mike Crispy, again, call somebody that cares, because I don't. So I look at his tweet. And then, sure enough, there's Roger Stone in reply to this Mike Crispy. I have a 6'5", and a 3-year-old. Do you know I have a 6'5", and a 3-year-old? And he repeats that about 4 or 5 times. And then Roger Stone says in reply to all of that, all combined into one word, see you next Tuesday. Now, Ron and Casey DeSantis, this is the story on Mediaite. Ron and Casey DeSantis, the latter of whom survived a bout with breast cancer in 21 and 22, have 2 daughters and a son. She is known to be not only a close confidant, but valued political advisor by her husband. The day before DeSantis cruised to a historic re-election victory in 2022, amid speculation that DeSantis would eventually announce a presidential campaign, Trump boasted that he knew more about him, DeSantis, than anybody other than perhaps his wife, who is really running his campaign. Wednesday's profane outburst, Mediaite continues, did not mark the first time Stone has taken aim at DeSantis' wife. In May, Politico's Michael Cruz quoted Stone in a long, unflattering profile, Florida's First Lady, panned by DeSantis' allies as a hit piece. Quote, have you ever noticed how much Ron DeSantis' wife Casey is like Lady Macbeth, asked Stone at the time, who was quoted alongside 3 Democrats in the Politico piece. The shared enmity of Casey DeSantis by progressive media and the Trump campaign was also exhibited by a June article published by the Daily Beast's Katie Baker. They referred to DeSantis as Walmart Melania Trump. Ron and Casey would also never be the Trumps, insisted Baker. Good grief, we're pathetic. Everybody's pathetic. Now, I just want to say, first and foremost, to whoever posted the original tweet and somehow lumped me in or challenged me to somehow denounce Roger Stone, well, one, here's your denouncement, but two, have you listened to me at all? Now, I know that many people that then started responding to that tweet have probably never even listened or probably not even aware of this program. Ignoramuses, maybe you ought to be. But I find it despicable that someone would attach my name to a tweet and say, well, what say you about this? Well, I'll tell you what I say about it. It's despicable. But I have a little more to say about it, too. And it really has more to do about Roger Stone and Donald Trump than it certainly does about me. Because I frankly don't give a rat's ass what you think of me. I come on, I do 6 days a week of radio. 3 hours weekdays, I'm sorry, 4 hours weekdays, and 3 hours on Saturday. On a nationally syndicated program, heard all across the country. So if you don't know me by now, maybe you should. When we get back, let me tell you about Roger Stone, and let me tell you what I think about this tweet. It's a weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll give you the rules of engagement after this. But Roger Stone coming up next. I'll be right back.
Are your kids safe? Do you really know? You would never think that your child could be taken from your home to a place halfway across the country without your knowledge. But police warn that if your child has a phone and access to Wi-Fi and social media, human traffickers have access to them. The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Imagine if that happened to your family. The Acervo Project is a nonprofit organization that helps bring human traffickers to justice, gives families a place to turn. But they need your help to fight this billion-dollar monster. Your contribution of $14 a month directly impacts the fight against human trafficking and child exploitation. Your $14 a month fuels investigations, provides resources, and supports survivors. Just $14 a month. Make a difference. Join today. TheAcervoProject.org. That's ASSERVOProject.org. Every life matters. Every second counts. Don't wait. Act now. Give today. Go to TheAcervoProject.org and click on Donate. Join the fight.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Happy post-Thanksgiving stupor, everyone, and welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So here are the rules of engagement. We're talking about Roger Stone and him calling Casey DeSantis the C-word. But before we get back to that, let me give you the rules of engagement. First and foremost, if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, you can simply go to one website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and click on the social media icons. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on the Facebook page, at Michael D. Brown, or on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. If you want to interact with the program, of course, you can always tweet at me and post memes or messages or whatever on Facebook. But if you'd like to instantaneously react to the program, you can ask me anything or tell me anything simply by texting to this number, 33103. So on your smartphone, you type in the number 33103, then you start the message with the word Mike or Michael and type your message. And again, you can ask me anything or tell me anything. If you want to find a local affiliate when they air the program, you go to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, click on how to listen, and there's an interactive map showing you all the affiliates. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference to me, just as long as you're subscribing to the podcast. You search for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all five weekday programs and the weekend program by subscribing to The Situation with Michael Brown. Now, let's go back to this kerfuffle that I think this first tweet appeared sometime yesterday. At least that's the first time I saw it. And I guess I was just taken aback because those of you who listen to me regularly know that I've made it abundantly clear that I've not made up my mind about who to vote for on the Republican side in the 2024 presidential race. I understand that Trump's way ahead in the polls. I get that. But between now and the Iowa caucuses and then the New Hampshire primary, and then Super Tuesday, I mean, a lot can happen. A lot can happen. For one thing, the world could go to hell in a handbasket, number one. And number two, Donald Trump could precipitously fall in the polls, or suddenly Joe Biden's no longer the nominee, something I've been arguing for some time, and instead the nominee on the Democrat side is, oh, I don't know, California Governor Gavin Newsom. It ain't going to be Kamala Harris either. And suddenly, the entire dynamics of the 2024 presidential race get kind of all jumbled up. So I'm keeping my powder dry. Now, I know for many of you who are diehard Trump supporters that, I mean, that's blasphemous. Well, maybe you ought to sit back and think about things too. Because today is today, and tomorrow never comes. And in an election where the world is literally on fire everywhere, any number of things could change. Now, I don't begrudge anyone picking a horse to ride on and riding on that horse and hoping that you get across the finish line. In fact, I encourage people to get involved in politics. But I personally, having been involved in politics my entire life, am just sitting this one out, watching and waiting to see what will happen. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this without any reservation whatsoever. That on November 5, 2024, if Mickey Mouse is the Republican nominee for president, I'm voting for Mickey Mouse. If Minnie Mouse is the nominee, I'm voting for Minnie Mouse. The point being, there's no way I'm voting for a Democrat. I don't care who they nominate. Because the Democrat agenda is an anathema to my worldview and my point of view about how the world ought to operate and how the world ought to run. And it also gives me, this. It gives me the opportunity, as someone said in response to one of these, in response to a tweet I sent out earlier, it gives me the opportunity to be an equal opportunity basher. It gives me the opportunity to criticize everyone because, shocker, there is no perfect candidate. So I'm looking for the candidate who is going to best represent my values, and that because in politics, winning is everything. Yeah, it is everything. If you don't win, you're in the minority. And if you're in the minority, your agenda doesn't get passed. And I want our agenda to get passed. So I'm looking to win. Not looking to come in second. Not looking to come in third. I'm looking to come in first. So I'm going to bet on the person that I think's going to get us across the finish line. And I can hear it right now. People going, well, I can't believe you don't support Trump. Well, I can't believe you don't support DeSantis. I can't believe you don't support Vivek. I can't believe you don't support Krispy Kreme. I can't believe you don't support, I don't know, Asa Hutchinson. I can't believe you don't support somebody. You know what? Then you ought to stay tuned. Because I'm going to keep analyzing all of them. I'm going to keep telling you what's good and bad every single one of them. And as we get closer, and when we finally get to the convention and we have a nominee, boom, I'll be on that bandwagon. And you can say, well, Michael, that just means that you're just sitting back because you just want to jump on the bandwagon of whoever gets the nomination. Yep. Because part of my job, I do see this as part of my job, is between now and then, is regardless of who you've already chosen, is to get you to critically think about that individual. Yeah. Because your candidate may not be the best one. Or maybe your candidate is the best one. I just want you to think about it. All right, I promise to get back to Roger Stone coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. Your emergency gift of $45 will help deliver critical aid and life-saving care to those in desperate need. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now or go to protectisraelnow.org.
president and CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
Please help with any amount the Lord leads you to bless Israel. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords, Protect Israel Now. That's #250 and say the keywords, Protect Israel Now. Or go to protectisraelnow.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
He Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving. My wife this year decided that rather than have this kind of flexible, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner somewhere between noon and 6 p.m. No, we're going to have it at noon sharp. And I made a promise to myself I wouldn't overeat, and then, of course, I broke the promise, and I overate, but then it was kind of nice because then everybody was gone, and then I could just turn on the television, turn on some football game that I had no idea and didn't care who was playing, just football in the background, and then I could lay on the couch and pass out, go into a total stupor, a complete stupor. And I didn't say stupid, stupor. I went into a stupor. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Mike or Michael to 33103. So back to Roger Stone. And then I kind of want to move on. But the reason this story is important is very simple. It is a reflection of the age of rage that we live in. And Roger Stone kind of personifies that. And because Roger Stone and Donald Trump kind of together personify that, let me say this. You know, George Bush had nicknames for everyone. And if you were close enough to the president that you had a nickname, that was a badge of honor. But all the nicknames that he had for everybody were terms of endearment. I was one of the lucky few that had a nickname, Brownie. So, you know, I'd never been called Brownie my entire life, but I was happy to have a presidential nickname. They should give commissions for that. You're hereby commissioned as Brownie in the Bush administration. Karl Rove was known as Turd Blossom. Turd Blossom, which I always thought was hilarious. I never understood the etymology of it. I never understood the origins of it. But nonetheless, I thought it was perfect because Karl Rove was a turd. Whether he's a Turd Blossom or not, I don't know. But the nicknames were all in good humor. The nicknames that Trump uses seem to have just this kind of childish, really kind of non-presidential tone to them. And so I find Donald Trump and Roger Stone to be kind of just, I don't know. It's unbecoming a presidential candidate. Now, does that mean I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump? No. I'm just pointing out that I personally have a problem with it. Ron DeSanctimonious? Really? Come on. How about Governor DeSantis? Roger Stone, his entire life has been about dirty politics. And he's never going to change. So for him to use the C word in reference to Casey DeSantis is not surprising to me, but nonetheless is an example of how in modern politics, and look, don't get me wrong, politics has always been rough and tumble. But there's something about attacking, even if that first lady is the closest confidant in the entire campaign, she's not the one running for office. And so, therefore, I think that first ladies, or maybe we should, because of Kamala Harris, maybe we should now refer to first spouses, ought to be kind of out of bounds. You leave the spouses alone. It's like the unwritten rule that you leave the children alone. Unless somehow the children are adults and they're actively involved in the campaign, then I think they're fair game. But there's something unbecoming. Look, Doug Imhoff or Doug Imlow, I don't remember what Kamala Harris's husband's last name is. I kind of consider him out of bounds because he doesn't really do much. I mean, occasionally he speaks out, but not a lot. But if he does enough, and he is out there, and he is putting himself out, then he would be fair game. But personal attacks have just become the norm in our politics. And personal attacks have always existed. I think they always will exist. But there's just something about some unwritten rule, unwritten line that you cross when you refer to a first, not a first, well, she is the first, she's the first lady of first lady of Florida. There's just a line that you cross when you refer to a female spouse as the C word. Now, I know a lot of people enjoy the rage, and they enjoy the outrage. Whether they themselves are lobbing the rage, they're throwing the bombs, or they're the subject of the bombs. I think that people like the rage because I think it gives them license to do and say things that most decent people would avoid. And I think that we enable a surge in the rage and a furthering of the, look, I'm guilty. Look, I refer to Joe Biden as pudding brain, oatmeal brain. And some people may say that that's outrageous and that's unbecoming of a talk show host. Really? Have you watched him? Have you watched him speak? And by the way, he's the president of the United States of America. And we have a great tradition in our politics of going after politicians, candidates, or elected officials. Either one. And I'm not at all trying to say that we shouldn't do that. I think we should do that. I just draw the line at children and spouses. Again, with those exceptions, adult children. But even if the spouse, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, I'm an old-fashioned chivalrous individual, but a female spouse kind of ought to be off limits. Or if you don't think they ought to be off limits, is there not some sort of boundary that we don't cross? I understand that if a spouse is involved heavily in the campaign and they're actually out there hitting the campaign trail, they must expect some public scrutiny and they ought to expect some criticism for their political claims and their positions. And I know that Casey DeSantis has enraged the left over her advocacy of so-called traditional family values. And of course, she's been critical of transgender policies in sports and other areas. But adult children of politicians who engage in criminal acts, influence peddling, or corruption, wait a minute, aren't they obvious legitimate subjects for public debate? Because I think they are. Then why is it that the cabal doesn't want us criticizing? Let me think. If I'm thinking about somebody that might be involved in criminal acts, or influence peddling, or out-and-out corruption. Oh, I don't know, James Biden, the president's brother, or, I don't know, Hunter Biden, the president's son. So let's draw a distinction between good-natured and sometimes serious attacks on politicians' family members and just being vulgar. Roger Stone, for his entire life, has been a vulgar individual, both in the dirty tricks that he promulgated, involved in, and perpetrated, and everything else, and in the way he acts and treats people. I sat next to Roger Stone one time in New York at a dinner, and while he and I had a little bit of conversation going on, not a lot, because he was too busy arguing with the person across the table from us. And it was incredibly vulgar. To the point that I kind of looked around kind of like, is there an empty seat somewhere else? Because I don't want to be associated with that. The vulgarity? Yeah, I just think the vulgarity sometimes crosses the line. And that we ought to recognize that whether you like Casey DeSantis or you don't, whether you support Donald Trump or you don't, wherever you are on the political spectrum right now, wherever you are in terms of your candidate of choice or you don't have a candidate of choice, the vulgarity ought to stop. Just pure and simple, ought to stop. Now, when we get back, I want to get started on another story that I kind of find vulgar. And that is Mayor Eric Adams of New York has been charged with sexual abuse. And I think it's wrong. Yeah, I'm actually going to defend Eric Adams. I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'm going to support Eric Adams next. I'll be right back.
Are your kids safe? Do you really know? You would never think that your child could be taken from your home to a place halfway across the country without your knowledge. But police warn that if your child has a phone and access to Wi-Fi and social media, human traffickers have access to them. The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Imagine if that happened to your family. The Escrivo Project is a nonprofit organization that helps bring human traffickers to justice, gives families a place to turn. But they need your help to fight this billion-dollar monster. Your contribution of $14 a month directly impacts the fight against human trafficking and child exploitation. Your $14 a month fuels investigations, provides resources, and supports survivors. Just $14 a month. Make a difference. Join today. The AsservoProject.org. That's AsservoProject.org. Every life matters. Every second counts. Don't wait. Act now. Give today. Go to the AsservoProject.org and click on donate. Join the fight.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Probably carry this topic over into the next hour. But I want to talk about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, for a moment. But not just Eric Adams. A whole host of individuals who are being charged with sex abuse. And I think the charges, they may be justified, don't get me wrong. But I think the charges are wrong. I want you to think for a moment about what's called the statute of limitations. Statute of limitations is a generally written into, well, it's written into a statute. It's written into the law. This says, and it can be civil. You can have a civil statute of limitations. You can have a criminal statute of limitations. And that statute of limitations is, in American jurisprudence, a recognition that with the passage of time, oh, my God, I should have played the Kamala Harris passage of time soundbite. With the passage of time comes the passage of time. With the passage of time, people's memories become clouded, or their memories are wrong. There is a tendency of the human mind, as we get further and further away from an event, to perhaps start embellishing the event. Or maybe we remember it in a different way. Or our perspective changes, and therefore our memory of that event changes. Or you have witnesses to an event die. They disappear. They're no longer around. Or they themselves, as witnesses, misremember things or start to embellish things. And so we have statute of limitations. One area that we don't have a statute of limitations in terms of criminal law is murder. If someone gets murdered, the perpetrator of that crime, even if that murderer is only discovered 30, 40, 50, 60 years later, can still be charged with murder. Now, why is that? Because we believe that murder is such a heinous crime that there is no statute of limitations for the act of murder. You also have, at least in terms of the last, let's say, decade or so, you have such advances in technology that if DNA becomes a critical piece of evidence that links an individual to that murder, that DNA never changes. The technology may change, but the DNA itself never changes. So if you have a hair sample, you have a blood sample, you have a sample of a rug, from a sheet, from any number of things, that sample itself will never change as long as they keep it, you know, hermetically sealed, so to speak, so that you can later, as technology becomes better, you can tie that DNA to a suspect, and if you can have other evidence, you can link that suspect to that crime, and perhaps you can convict that person of the crime if there's sufficient evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. I want you to think about, for just a moment, I want you to think about 30 years. 1993. Stop and think about, I don't care, pick any date, but let's say today. I'm airing this live on Saturday, November 25. What were you doing on November 25? I'm not sure what day of the week that was, but what were you doing on November 25, 1993? I'll wait. I got another couple of hours. I'll wait. What were you doing? I can tell you that without going back to, now as a lawyer, I kept, for a while, I kept a paper calendar. I had these LETS calendars that I used. They were, in fact, I still have them in storage somewhere. I don't know why I still have them in storage. But I can go back to November 25, 1993, and there might either be, let's say it's a day of the week. I had a court hearing that day, or I had an appointment with a client that day, or I had a political event to attend that evening. Or it might be a day of the week where I had nothing. So I didn't have anything on my calendar. I could look at the day before and the day after, and I might be able to maybe remember what I was doing by looking on November 24, November 26, 1993. I might be able to tell you something about it, but I challenge you, without looking at anything, can you tell me what you were doing on November 25, 1993? Now, if you weren't born yet, just shut up and go and move on. But if you were alive on November 25, 1993, what were you doing? My point is, you don't remember. Now, if, on the other hand, you were sexually abused on November 25, 1993, you probably still remember it. You probably still have it in your mind, particularly if you were raped. If you were raped, you're probably never going to, you will never forget that for the entirety of your life. The allegation of Eric Adams is not a rape. It's a sexual assault, and there is a difference. This woman has come forth claiming that 30 years ago, somehow, Eric Adams sexually assaulted her. Now, without any other witnesses, and we'll discuss the other witnesses in just a moment, but without any other witnesses, what kind of case is this? He said, she said. She claims that something happened on November 25, I'm just picking today's date, on November 25, 1993. And he's saying, on November 25, 1993, nothing happened. And absent any other witnesses, it's he said, she said. And let's remember that people tend to embellish things that happened in their past. Or their memory fades, or their memory changes. So why all of a sudden, 30 years later, is Eric Adams being charged, or being accused of, I should say to be more specific, being accused of some sort of sexual impropriety? Because New York has a law called the Adult Survivors Act. It was passed by New York lawmakers in the wake of the Me Too movement. Took effect on November 24, 2022, and it expired this past Thursday. So just before the law expires, people are coming forward out of the woodwork to accuse other people of sexual impropriety. What's wrong with that? I'll explain why I think it's wrong next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. I want you back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Redding's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a new wrinkle in the exchange of Hamas hostages for Palestinian prisoners. Hamas now says it's delaying the release of the second group of hostages, claiming Israel has not complied with the deal's terms by not delivering enough aid. President Biden commenting on the importance of the relief convoys last night.
Hundreds more trucks are getting in position as well, ready to enter Gaza over the coming days to support the innocent Palestinians who are suffering greatly because of this war that Hamas has unleashed. As we look to the future, we have to end this cycle of violence in the Middle East. We need to renew our resolve to pursue this two-state solution.
And the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says 196 trucks of aid entered on Friday. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire came under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. It happened yesterday in the Indian Ocean, according to the United Nations. At least 10 people have died from a fire at a mall in Pakistan's capital.
According to an official at the scene, the fire began at the multi-story shopping center early this morning. Some died from suffocation, others from burns. Over 40 people were rescued. The injured, including some who fell on the building's stairs during the evacuation, were taken to a nearby hospital. Several are in critical condition.
And that report from correspondent Caroline Davies. A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has reportedly been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona.
The Bureau of Prisons confirmed an inmate was assaulted and said responding employees performed life-saving measures before the inmate was taken to a hospital. The agency did not identify the inmate by name. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving a 21-year federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights and a 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for second-degree murder.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole after serving more than 10 years for fatally shooting his girlfriend.
All eyes will now turn to his release.
on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
That's BBC's Daniel De Simeon reporting. Breaking news at townhall.com. Some residents of Lahaina, Hawaii, have hired an attorney to help them assess the safety of their homes after the August wildfire there left behind ash and a lingering smell of smoke.
One of the residents who's been trying to clean his home says he worries about the lingering smell and whether contaminated ash could cause long-term health effects. And Daniel Skousen is requesting an independent health analysis, concerned that town officials may be so intent on reviving the tourism industry, they might downplay any negative test results.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. It's been a record-breaking year so far for sea turtles in Florida. Florida's preliminary count shows more than 133,000 loggerhead turtle nests. Other southeastern U.S. states also report higher than average numbers. Only one in 1,000 of those hatchlings, however, survives to adulthood, and biologists say they're worried how climate change might affect the population. More from townhall.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hold on tight to your dreams, because those dreams may come back to haunt you 30 years later. Now, first of all, let's get all the perfunctory stuff out of the way. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, but you knew that. That's why you tuned in, because you want to listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Second, here are the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, which you absolutely should be doing, here's the number, 33103, 33103. Then you start the message with the word Mike or Michael, and then you type your message. You can ask me anything. It's an AMA, ask Michael anything, or it's a TMA, tell Michael anything. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then follow me on social media. Now, get off your butts and do this. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Those are at Michael D. Brown. You can find all of that, including local affiliates, when they carry the program, if you're traveling, blah, blah, blah. You can find all of that. You can find the social media icons. You can click there. You can listen to us live. You can do all sorts of stuff at this one simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Type that in. You get everything you need. Let's see. What else? Oh, podcast. Take your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you search for The Situation with Michael Brown, hit the subscribe button. Obviously, leave us a 5-star review. And then you get all 4 hours, 5 days a week, and 3 hours on Saturday by subscribing to that one podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Go do it right now. I'll wait a second. Got it? All right, good. Now let's move on. We're talking about the Adult Survivors Act that was passed by lawmakers in the wake of the Me Too movement. It took effect November 24 of last year. It expired Thursday of this year. It has enabled, according to Susan Krumiller, whose law firm has handled a bunch of these cases. The Adult Survivors Act has enabled thousands of survivors to pursue justice that was previously unavailable to them. Huh? Justice was always available to them. They could have at any time, absent a statute of limitations that stopped an action, they could have at any time gone to a prosecutor, a district attorney, whomever, or they could have gone to civil court and sought damages at any time, as long as it was within the statute of limitations. So Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, just as this act in New York was about to expire, gets hit with sexual assault charges. I don't know how many times I have to throw this caveat out, but you've got to think critically about this. None of us condone sexual assault. None of us condone rape. None of us condone any sort of sexual battery. It's wrong, it's immoral, and it's illegal. However, we have statutes of limitations because people's memories become foggy. Witnesses die. Witnesses disappear. And if you want to bring an effective criminal case against someone, you need to do that within the statute of limitations so that the prosecutor has all of the witnesses and all of the information available to be able to successfully prosecute a case that should be prosecuted. But beyond a certain period of time, memories fade, memories become clouded, memories become confused, memories become embellished. Now, again, I don't want to diminish anything. But, you know, 30 years ago I was married, so I can't use myself as an example because wasn't. Have never had, not having any affairs. But let's say I wasn't married. And 30 years ago, I take a woman out. And after dinner, it's like, well, you want to have a drink? And a drink leads to something else, and that leads to something else. And pretty soon, we're doing the deed. All consensual. At least, I thought so at that time. But unbeknownst to me, she didn't really like me. And she didn't really want to do anything. So for whatever reason, I'm not really a pushy guy, but for whatever reason, she went along with it. And then 1 year passes, and then 2 years, and 3 years, and 4 years, and 5 years, and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 years pass. And now, 30 years later, you're going to tell me that 30 years ago, you didn't really want to have a drink? You didn't really want to engage in any sort of sexual activity? You're going to tell me that 30 years later? No. Now, before the feminists get all outraged, I understand that some women are reluctant to come forward. Well, I don't understand that. As a man, I don't fully understand that. By golly, somebody sexually assaults me, I'm going to the prosecutor the next day. And I know that's maybe a male chauvinist point of view. But I also think it's just, and I particularly think it's true today for both males and females, that we don't put up with crap anymore. We just don't put up with it. But for Eric Adams or Sean Diddy or Axl Rose, Damien was telling me about there's some Fox, what's his name? Marcellus Wiley apparently is on the list also. All of these women are now coming forward claiming some sort of sexual abuse 15, 20, 30 years ago. Oh, and Jamie, that's right. I keep trying. Why do I keep forgetting Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx. I think what we've done is we have created an environment where the Me Too, look, I'm not criticizing the Me Too movement. Some of these, Harvey Weinstein and some of these other people that did things that were wrong and have been duly convicted of doing something that was wrong, fine. But you have to, you must ask yourself the question, why just literally hours before the Adult Survivors Act in New York is about to expire, do women suddenly go running to the courthouse? What made you reluctant before, but then just before the act expires, your reluctance suddenly disappears, and you go running to the courthouse? We are, look, again, let me emphasize, I do not condone at all any sort of sexual impropriety. However, whatever degree of that you want to include, everything from an improper peck on the cheek all the way up to and including rape. Just don't do it. You know, I'm a hugger. I just like to hug people. I'm scared to death to hug anybody in the workplace, anywhere, because maybe they don't want to be hugged. So I just don't hug people anymore. Well, unless I know them. And even then, I have to confess, it crosses my mind. We've created a society where we're just scared to death to do anything. You know, Donald Trump was sued under this act. He was held liable by a Manhattan jury back in May for sexually abusing the author. Her name was Jean Carroll, I think. He was ordered to pay some $5 million. I think the case is still in appeal. For something that occurred in the 1990s. Here we go again. We have statute of limitations. And statute of limitations in and of themselves ought to be an incentive for people to come forward. If they're not, then the statute expires, and it's the end of the story. If you think I'm wrong, I'd really like to know why. Text me why. Text why I'm wrong to 33103. Start that message with the word Mike or Michael, because I don't know. I just think it's wrong. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. When we get back, America's public schools on their last legs. Yep, they are. Let me explain why. It's coming up next. I'll be right back.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. So I get, you know, my wife is has been in public schools her entire career, except for a very, very short period of time. Her entire career has been as a counselor in public schools. And I know she gets irritated, if she's listening right now, I know she gets irritated about this. But it just seems to me that public education has kind of reached that tipping point where the monopoly of government schools is about to collapse in on itself. And I actually think that's a good thing. You know, I've always believed in disruption. You know, technological disruptors, economic disruptors, things that cause us to just, boom, stop and realize, hey, maybe the way we've been doing things for the past 200 years, we ought to change. And we ought to think about not just change for the sake of change, but is there something better? Is there a better way of doing it? And I think that's what's happening with schools. But the reason it's happening with schools is not because suddenly people are saying to themselves, hey, you know, this system we got going on right now is just not working. Government-run schools just aren't working. Kind of like government-run Social Security or government-run health care. Pretty much just about government-run anything is not working too well. Just look at NASA versus SpaceX and the others. Here's why I think it's true. Bueller. I think is what teachers are screaming right now. The proportion of students who go to schools with higher extreme levels of chronic absenteeism has jumped from 26% just a few short years ago. The 2017 to 2018 school year, the levels of chronic absenteeism, I'll see what that is in just a minute. The levels of chronic absenteeism jumped from 26% in the 2017-18 school year to 66% in the last school year. That comes from data from something called Everyone Graduates Center that's located at Johns Hopkins University. Now, that's not just one day of pretending to be sick while watching, you know, cartoons or some sporting event or whatever. No, to be considered chronically absent, a student has to miss at least 10% of school days. During the most recent surveyed school year, which would be the 21-22 school year, 14.7 million students, that's 30%, fell into that category. Now you might say, well, Michael, that's not the fault of the school, that's the fault of the parents. Oh, hang on. It's the fault of the entire system. Parents, schools, taxpayers, everyone. Now, the research from Johns Hopkins shows that pre-pandemic, absenteeism issues were largely based in high school. Well, I'm not shocked by that. But the new research, this is why I say that schools are imploding. The new research shows that this crisis is now hitting elementary and middle schools. Now, some say that's evidence of the pandemic's toll on the school system, and it very well may be. I think the real evidence of the pandemic's toll on the school system is not necessarily absenteeism, but parents who, because schools were shut down, said, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can. Now, if you homeschool and you're successful at it, God bless you. I could have never homeschooled my children. I don't have the patience. I don't have the skills. I don't have the ability to do that. But if you do, power to you and have at it. I think the pandemic caused a lot of parents to say, wait a minute, why am I, my kids over here, putting them in a charter school that remained open or a private school that remained open or an alternative school that remained open are getting a hell of a lot better education than they were in the public school. And I think that is the greater result from the pandemic. But nonetheless, COVID broke the system. So now we're seeing the education sector is now feeling the ripple effects from underpaying and overworking its employees. Dealing with remote teaching, the high cost of living, low pay, teachers burned out. I mean, for example, my wife's a counselor. There's a dearth of counselors. She keeps trying to retire, and schools keep asking her to come back. Hey, could you work a day a week? Could you work 2 days a week? Could you fill in for us? Could you do this? Could you do that? There is a teacher, and in particular, a counselor shortage, and replacing them is obviously difficult. Do you know that in some places they've actually turned to the National Guard to fill the gaps? Now, if you're turning, with all due respect to National Guardsmen, if you're turning to the National Guard because you can't hire enough faculty members or enough administrators, because I think you already have too many administrators, then something's wrong. And that crisis is going to implode the system. Michael Brown. Hang tight. When we get back, guess what's next? Millennials. I love millennials. They live in a world unto themselves. I'll explain why next.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Safe? Do you really know? You would never think that your child could be taken from your home to a place halfway across the country without your knowledge. But police warn that if your child has a phone and access to Wi-Fi and social media, human traffickers have access to them. The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Imagine if that happened to your family. The Acervo Project is a nonprofit organization that helps bring human traffickers to justice, gives families a place to turn. But they need your help to fight this billion-dollar monster. Your contribution of $14 a month directly impacts the fight against human trafficking and child exploitation. Your $14 a month fuels investigations, provides resources, and supports survivors. Just $14 a month. Make a difference. Join today. The AcervoProject.org. That's ASSERVOProject.org. Every life matters. Every second counts. Don't wait. Act now. Give today. Go to the AcervoProject.org and click on donate. Join the fight.
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement, simple. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. And by the way, speaking of text messages, our segment on sexual abuse and statute of limitations, pretty interesting. In particular, from the women that listen to this program. Surely there's a woman out there that disagrees with me. No, sweetheart, I'm not talking to you. There's surely somebody out there, a woman, that disagrees with me. But apparently not on the text line yet. So text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. I'm always fascinated by, for example, in my sphere of influence, In my gigantic circle of friends and acquaintances, I have people that live on fixed incomes. They live on a very, very frugal amount of money. It's so frugal that I'm actually kind of envious of it, except I kind of like nice stuff, you know. I like nice sneakers, and I like nice food, and I like a lot, you know, I like nice cars. I like a lot of nice things. Okay, I'm a snob. No, I'm not a snob. But I am fascinated by their frugalness. And then I know a lot of people that, let's just go across the spectrum. So the most frugal people. Now, when I say frugal, I'm talking about they don't make a lot of money. But they're not destitute. They take the amount of money that they live on, which I suppose, as my mother-in-law used to say, you do what you have to do. And if that was all the money I had to live on, I suppose I would figure out some way to live on that. But then I have friends that I would say don't make quite as much money as I do, but yet somehow they manage to support all of these kids. They've got 5 or 6 kids, and they have a wife, they have a spouse, and they're always doing this for the kids and doing that for the kids, and they really don't do much of anything for themselves. I take that back. He travels some, but he doesn't really do much for himself, and I'm always fascinated, like, could you explain to me how you do that? How do you take that $1 bill, and how do you manage to stretch it as far as you do? And then the next level, I've got friends that I would say are certainly middle class, and they do quite well. I've known dinks. You know what a dink is? Dinks. I learned that phrase in D.C. Double income, no kids. So in D.C., those are two bureaucrats that are each in a senior executive service. So they're making $175,000 or more each. So they're making $350,000 a year. And they live in a nice apartment somewhere, and the rest of their money goes into, maybe they've got a car, maybe they don't. But $350,000, and they live very, very well. And I know millionaires, and I know, I think at one time it was six billionaires. I think two of them are now deceased, so I know four living billionaires. And by billionaires, I mean multi-billionaires. And I'm in both awe, and I'm dumbfounded, and I'm amazed at how much money they have, and their lifestyles, and what they're able to do. And, you know, they would never step foot, which I don't blame. I wouldn't either. They have their own G5, or maybe now they got a G6, and they're flying around, and never, TSA, nah, I don't fly with little people. Then you have millennials. I want you to think about how much you need to earn to be happy. Now, don't feed me this crap about money can't buy happiness. In one sense, money cannot buy happiness. But in another sense, money certainly makes it easy to be happy. And then there's millennials. According to a new poll from a financial services company, Empower, in conjunction with the Harris polling firm, found that Americans believe they need, this is just Americans writ large, that they need to earn just over $284,000 a year to be happy. Now, I spent probably too much time going through that spectrum of people that I know on the financial spectrum. And I would say that a lot of the people that I know are below that, the $284,000 a year, and they're happy. The median household in this country is around $75,000 a year. So now you have Americans believe that they need over $284,000, almost $300,000 a year to be happy. And the median household income is around $75,000. And the respondents to this survey had a median salary of only $65,000, $10,000 below the median salary or median income, I should say. I think the true number needed to be happier may actually be smaller than that. The estimates of what's needed are relatively similar across generations, clocking in between $124,000 to $130,000 for Gen Z and Gen X and baby boomers. $124,000 to $130,000. And then you got millennials. God love millennials. Let me look over my shoulders. Yeah, I'm looking at you millennials right over there. They're driving up the average. The Empower and Harris survey points out that millennials believe they need, what do you think the number is? Now remember, across all generations, the median amount is $124,000 to $130,000 a year to be happy. Gen Z, Gen X, and us baby boomers. Millennials say they need $525,000 a year. That's what's driving up the average. The average that I told you, $124,000 to $130,000, is actually less than that. But because millennials believe they need more than $500,000 a year to be happy, they're driving up that average to $124,000 to $130,000 a year. Why? Now, indeed, millennials have faced one financial setback after another. The 2008 financial crisis, just when they were entering the workforce. Then you had the volatility brought on by the pandemic. And now you got some of the highest inflation and some of the highest mortgage rates in decades. Now, again, I want to point out, in decades, because my wife and I, back in the 80s, back during the oil boom and back during the Carter years, sold one house, bought another house, and we were happy to get a 21% mortgage. Did you hear me right? 21%. So when people bitch at me right now about, oh my God, the mortgage is like 7.7¾%, I'm like, yeah, really? Hold my beer. Now, I know that the pandemic and record high interest rates and high mortgage rates and everything else are putting a lot of financial pressure on people. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand that. I think that's true regardless of what income category you're in. But how much money do you need to be happy? Gen Z, the salary needed to be happy, $128,000. The net worth to be happy, about $500,000. Gen X, salary to be happy, about $130,000. Net worth to be happy, about $1.2 million. Baby boomers, I'm proud of us baby boomers. Salary needed to be happy, about $124,000. Net worth, less than $1 million. Now, not by much, $999,945. But millennials, you're screwing up the average. We're grading on the curve here, and you're screwing it up. Millennials say that the salary they need to be happy is $525,947, and the net worth to be happy is $1.69 million. So my question for you is, how much do you need to be happy? Now, most people surveyed said a median income of $95,000 would make them happy and less stress. The highest earners with a median income of $250,000 said, oh, an additional $100,000 would do the trick. I think everybody, regardless of what your number is, you'd like a little bit more. And you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's what free markets do to us. It allows us to earn up to the ability that we can earn. And we get the freedom to try to earn more, or we get the freedom to, if we're just happy with this, we'll just be happy with this. Text me, because now I want to know. And you know, there's no secret here. I'm not going to disclose anything. But how much do you make? And what do you mean, what would you need to make to be happy? Or how much do you make, and are you happy with that? Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Let's see how many of you are happy and at what amount it makes you happy. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at nanowrimo.org to connect. That's nanowrimo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Gubernator number 2011 says, Mike, I agree with most everything you say. Enjoy listening to you. What? You don't agree with everything I say? But here's where the text got interesting. There are two texts I want to share with you. We're talking about millennials, and they need $525,000 a year to be happy. And they need a net worth of $1.6 million to be happy. Whereas all the rest of us are below that. Gubernator number 3115 says, Mike, my husband and I make about $60,000 a year and live in a completely paid off house, but property taxes make our budget tight. See, I've got a real bugaboo about property taxes. You buy a house. You pay the mortgage on the house. You pay the mortgage off. You never own the house. Because the government's still going to tax you for it. But then I have a bugaboo about capital gains taxes, too. I got a bugaboo about taxes in general. You're going to tax my labor? No. If you want to tax me on my consumption. Tax me on what I buy. If I buy a fancy car, make me pay a high sales tax on that. If I buy a piece of property, I pay property taxes when I buy the property. But once I own the property and pay you a property tax, over and done with. Back to Gubernator number 3115. My husband and I make about $60,000 a year. Live in a completely paid off house, but property taxes make our budget tight. 100 to 150K would be magical. Or even better, eliminate property taxes on completely paid off childless homes. Yeah. Bingo. I agree. Michael, Google number 6459. I'm 46 years old. I make about $125,000 a year, and I'm pretty happy with that. I paint cars. I would love to make about $75,000 a year more than ideal because I would like to be able to invest more for my child's future. You know, Damien and I were talking about, in a normal world, $100,000 a year. No, let me round it up. $120,000 a year should be pretty damn good income. That's $10,000 a month. That's $2,500 a week in a 4-week month. That's pretty good, right? But no, you can't, or you can live on that because I know people that do. But with inflation, taxes, all kinds of taxes, government, and government-caused inflation is making it more and more difficult for people to live on even $120,000 a year. And then you got the craziness of California. You got the craziness of Colorado. You got the craziness of, well, New York, Illinois. What's the common denominator? New York, Illinois, Colorado, California. Oh, yeah, they're all run by Democrats. And they all have the taxes. You know what they did to us in Colorado? In Colorado, we have something called the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Taxpayer Bill of Rights says that above a certain level, any income to the state through income taxes gets refunded to us, the taxpayer. It keeps government spending under control in the state of Colorado. Except the legislature wanted to, because we're going to have exorbitant property taxes next year, wanted us to give them our refunds to cover property taxes. And we said, no, we want you to lower property taxes and still give us our refunds. So we defeated the proposition. They had a special session. Guess what they're doing? Oh, yeah, they're still going to keep part of our refunds, and they're going to lower property taxes by a minuscule amount. But here's the part that bugs me the most, and this is so stereotypical Democrat. They socialize the refunds. So everybody gets the same amount of refund, regardless of how much income tax you pay. So if I pay more income tax, shouldn't I get a larger refund under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights? Of course I should. But that's not how Democrats see it. This is the craziness of what we're doing to the country economically. We're taxing ourselves to death at the same time that at all levels we're spending ourselves to death. And I don't think there's any political will to change either one. People want more and more government, and they're going to get more and more government, and they're going to pay more and more taxes. And at some point, people are going to start, and I don't mean going off the grid as if you're going to be a survivalist, but people are going to say, you know what, that next dollar of earning puts me in a different tax bracket, in a different tax rate, so I'm just going to earn that extra dollar. I look at my brokerage account. I look at some of the gains that I've made on some of the investments and stocks that I've owned, and I'm like, I'm not going to sell it because I don't want to pay the taxes on it. I'll just give it away. No, not to you. No, I'm not going to give it away to you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back, somebody got shivved in prison. And people are shocked about it? Can you guess who? I'll be right back.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. Your emergency gift of $45 will help deliver critical aid and life-saving care to those in desperate need. Dial pound 250 on your phone and say the keywords, Protect Israel Now.
or go to protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
Please help with any amount the Lord leads you to bless Israel. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. That's #250 and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. Or go to protectisraelnow.org.
This is Carl Lindebott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.